Welcome to this episode of Trust Me, I'm a CSM, with your hosts William Belcher and Valerio Bianconi. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Trust Me, I'm a CSM podcast. I am William Belcher, my co-host Valerio Bianconi. I cannot make it today, so I am joined by our guest, Bhavika Kocher. And we'll be talking to Bhavika about this episode, which is called From Culture to Community. On the last episode, we heard from Sam around all about how to create a culture of CS within your business. And now we're going to hear from Bhavika about building communities, being part of a community, and also where to get started if you are just starting out in customer success. So before we do anything else, let me introduce Bhavika. Good evening, Bhavika.
Good evening, William. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. It's definitely a pleasure to be on this with you. And I'm happy to take your audience through the fundamentals of community building and how can community help you as a customer success manager.
Excellent. It's great to have you on the show. And today, as you say, we're talking about customer success community. I know that you play a major role in several communities and shows, including being a guest on the Women in Customer Success podcast. We've had Maria Scovipilli on our podcast, and I've listened to many episodes of the Women in Customer Success. I think it's a great show. You've also appeared on Customer Success Leader. You're a member of Customer Success Network. And of course, you have your own chat show, Bhavika's Chat Show, and you're also running CS Ladies. You're plugged into a lot of customer success communities. You're an advocate for customer success in all its forms. But let's rewind a little. So why is it important for CSMs to have a community outside of their existing company?
Cool. So the answer to this question is that one thing that you can get in a community which is outside of your existing company is the right support and the like-minded professionals, which is definitely very important. So if you look at people outside your company and you have a community which maybe discusses about a specific topic, for instance, in our case, it's customer success, it helps you leverage that community. It helps you leverage those connections. And at the end of the day, it can help you in multiple other things, something like maybe a job search or building connections or learning some new use cases, learning how other people are solving the problems that they are facing at work. And those problems can be very similar to what you are facing at work, right? So when you guys collaborate and when you guys come together in a community, you can learn from each other experiences. And that's why having a community outside your work is really, really very important. Even if you just talk about the support system, right? So sometimes you just want to talk to someone, maybe who can relate to you, maybe who can understand your take on different things. So if you have people outside your company who can talk to you about a thing, or maybe who can ideate on a couple of things or come on a solution, it gives you that power. It makes things easier for you as a person, right? So that's why having a community outside your company is really, really very crucial. If I talk about the customer success community that we have presently, I think it's the best community. Of course, I will not say that because I am part of customer success community. There are definitely many other communities and I definitely respect them. But I always feel that customer success community has a heart of gold. We are very giving in nature. And that's the best thing about the CS community.
If you look hard enough, you can find communities of sales professionals, of project management experts, of professional services teams. But it seems like the CS community itself, and maybe I'm biased as well, it seems like this is a really vibrant, active community. Yeah. It feels like CSMs need this sense of community. They depend on it more than other professions. And why is that?
Right. So it is because I think the primary reason behind this community being so vibrant, being so helpful, is that as influencers or as people who are there in the community, we believe in giving back a lot. And I have seen that attitude a lot, like in different places in our community. There are a lot of people who are so helpful out there that if you just drop them a ping over LinkedIn, or if you want to connect with someone for a quick help, for a quick advice, there'll be a lot of people who will come forward and they'll try to help you in that sense, which makes a community stronger, because community consists of people. And if the people are willing to be with each other, willing to help each other in odd times, good times, whatever it is, it definitely helps you in many other things, right? And that's where I feel CS community has an edge, because there are different people that I speak to, William, trust me. I mentor also a lot of people on a daily basis. And nice. When I'm mentoring also people, or when I'm talking to the people, I just go with the intention of giving it back to the community. I just go with the intention of helping the other person out, right? So that's why I feel this community is really very giving in nature. And that's what is the best thing about this community.
That's really good. I think the other thing that is really important to recognize, I think when you if you go into a company and you're the first person on the ground doing customer success, or you're part of a very, very small team working against these established professions. We mustn't forget here that customer success is very new to the world, right?
Yep.
Compared with sales or technical support or any other kind of IT or software function. So with that in mind, we also have to stick together, right? We have to promote customer success. We have to promote it internally. We have to help each other to build cultures of customer success inside our own businesses where we work. And on top of that, there are so many best practices which are constantly growing, changing, evolving, different methods of working with your customers, different methods of getting support and buy-in from the executive leadership of your company. And there's just a lot of experiences that people are willing to share, because it's not a proven science yet. You know, there's not a Six Sigma for customer success, right? It's very much everyone's still experimenting. There's no defined formula. And above all, because it's really based around, well, what does your customer want? What does your customer need? What does your product or service provide? And how to bridge that gap. And it's part art and it's part science.
Got it. That's very right. And I think, William, we all as the community members, we're doing a great job in putting out our opinions, helping out whatever we can, maybe sharing resources, sharing templates, sharing ideas over LinkedIn. And we are helping it grow more. Like the noise that we guys are making is actually making customer success also big enough. So I'm really happy with the progress that we're seeing in the community. I'm really happy with new budding communities, new budding people out there who are coming up, because that really shows that people are really up to the fact that, yes, we want to make it big. We want to create a noise around customer success. And like you just mentioned, it's quite new. People are still experimenting with a lot of things. Like there's not a fixed breakthrough that has been discovered yet. So people have different opinions around different things. And if we have such initiatives in the community, it helps build us a better domain, of course, as customer success. So yeah, I definitely agree with you.
And let's say, for example, let's say I'm new to customer success. I've come from, I don't know, something totally different. Farming, for example, is an extreme example, but I'm going to go with it, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I've come from farming and I've landed my first job in customer success. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there in the world, in forums, in communities, on books, online, on YouTube. Where on earth do people begin if they're looking to get into customer success?
That's a great question, William. So what I would recommend when you are just new to CS and you are still learning a lot of things, maybe you've just secured your first job in the CS or you're still looking out for the first job, one thing that I really recommend is being active over LinkedIn, because you will find all schools of thought over LinkedIn. So for instance, you create a list that, okay, these are the 5 to 10 influencers that I should follow over LinkedIn to understand more about customer success, because they regularly post. They regularly post around their ideas or something new that's brewing up, right? When you follow these people, the second step could be to get in touch with these people one-on-one, because there are a lot many people who do that. And personally, I do have my mentoring sessions every week. There are many other people in the community who get on one-on-one calls. They try to make the other person understand how can they improve their knowledge with respect to CS and many more things, right? So get in touch with these people out there, maybe one-on-one. And that's when you can actually ask them that, for instance, I really want to move into CS. I'm finding a new job. What kind of resources do you recommend, right? So that's where every influencer will give you some community's names or maybe some influencer names or some podcast that you should follow. When you create that list of all the resources that have been shared by these wonderful influencers out there, you have your ready-to-go list with you, which means if you follow these resources diligently, you should be able to increase your knowledge in CS. And meanwhile, you're also building relationships, because when you're getting on a call with a person, you are actually breaking that ice and creating a relationship out there, right? So that's what I feel like, that LinkedIn right now is like Google. So just search for customer success and you will see which all posts are actually trending and which all people are posting it. Just get in touch with those people and try to understand that what are their recommendations for you.
I'd also add that there are, you know, a couple of books out there worth reading. We don't need to name names here, but you know, you go and do your Google searches, your Amazon searches. There's some critical key places to start there. In terms of specific communities, could you give us and our listeners three places to start? Your three, if it's a LinkedIn community or a thread to follow or Reddit or whatever it may be.
Yeah. So if you have to start with this, first of all, of course, the LinkedIn. You should be active over LinkedIn. You should see that which all people are actually posting regularly, and you might want to discuss with them a couple of things one-on-one. Second thing, what I would recommend, William, would be following a couple of podcasts, because these days podcasting is growing like fire. There are many new podcasters that are there in the market. A lot of people are coming up with a podcast, which is lovely. And the best thing is that even if you're doing something at home or you're busy somewhere, and if you're free, just plug in your headphones and you can hear something out, right? So it's just about creating the time, right? So that is one thing that I would recommend, that if you have the right resources for the podcasts, follow them, because when on these podcasts different guests arrive, that also shows different opinions, different perspectives to a similar thing, and that opens many new doors of opportunities and learning. So that is second thing that I would definitely want to recommend. Third thing where people can actually learn more about CS, or they might want to break into CS, is books and blogs, because that's also very important. Like, reading is so, so important. If I talk about personally myself, I believe that yes, maybe in a day, if I'm not so busy during the entire day, I do make sure that I have 30 minutes of time to spend with a book, whether CS or non-CS, whatever it is. But reading definitely helps you as a person at different levels. So if you are reading a book, if you are reading a couple of blogs which are readily available, it helps you upskill yourself very easily. Moreover, the pro tip is, when you are reading these blogs, there are many blogs which will redirect you automatically to these influencers or to these communities as well. So there are always some mentions. There can be some mentions in the blog which can help you connect different dots and move to the next dot, right? And maybe connect to an influencer, or maybe to a community, or maybe a platform or something like that, right? So these are the three things which I feel that if you have right on your table, you should be able to increase your learning, increase your knowledge around CS more, for sure.
All right, those are great tips. And I guess, just following the format of the podcast a little bit for this section, I want to play a bit of Would You Rather with you, which is where you have to pick an extreme view and debate, and whichever one you pick, I'll pick the opposite one and try to defend that viewpoint. So the question this week is, would you rather spend your time in an industry-specific community of customer success professionals, let's say customer success in e-commerce, or customer success in cybersecurity, or customer success in robotic process automation? Or would you rather spend all of your time on in a community that discusses a use case, a specific use case, for example, scaling customer success or digital customer success, or you know, how to manage customer expectations?
Correct. Again, great question, William. My take here would be to be in a community or to be in a group which is use case specific. And I'm seeing this with my experience itself, that a use case specific group will definitely help you learn more. So if you limit yourself to an industry specific group, something like you just mentioned, customer success in e-commerce, customer success in cybersecurity, your knowledge gets limited, right? So the first point is this, that you will be knowing, okay, what's happening with respect to CS in that specific industry, for instance, e-commerce, right? However, tomorrow, when you change your job, or maybe you've got a better role at a different company in a different industry altogether, you'll be limited. You would be like, in your head, it will be just around e-commerce. And when you move to a different industry, you will feel uncomfortable. You might not have the entire context, right? So it does not help you scale your CS knowledge. However, if the group is use case specific group, it will help you understand different use cases at length. For instance, there is a use case that a customer wants a product, right? Wants a product feature to be included in their plan, right? Now the product team says that, I'm sorry, we cannot get that done this year because we're busy with the sprint. We have tons of other things to take care of, right? How do you handle your customer? Now this is a general use case which can apply to any industry out there. So if you are into a use case specific group, it will help you learn more. It will help you scale your knowledge to a greater extent. That's number one. That's what I feel. Second thing is, when you are in a use case specific group, it gives you greater opportunities to do a barter of knowledge between you and your peers, right? So there is someone from different industry, you are from different industry, but you guys are talking on a specific use case, which is XYZ. It helps you understand their industry also in some manner, and it helps him understand your industry also in some manner. So your knowledge increases that way also. So it's not limited to just industry, rather it'll help you learn more about the different industry or the problem that the person is actually facing with respect to their company. Hence, what I feel like, that yes, if you are in a use case specific group, it helps you develop as a CSM at a much faster rate. And I've seen that. Like I have also been into different industries. I've been in e-commerce, I've been in internet, I've been in different other industries, but I've never limited myself to an industry. You should be tied to your domain, which is CS. Industry, of course, wherever you are, the use cases will remain majorly the same. The shape or the form of use cases, or maybe some terminologies, might differ, but you will face a similar use case irrespective of the industry that you're working in.
That's a very good answer. It's going to be hard to argue the opposite case, but I will try nonetheless. So I think you made some very, very good points. The only exception I would make is something like an industry where the knowledge that you need to service your customers is extremely high. It's extremely in-depth industry, something like complex machinery or robotics, or you know, from my experience at least, cybersecurity. There are a number of ways of going about it. And you know, I'll give you one example, that in cybersecurity, it's notoriously difficult for my customers and the individuals at those customers, both present and previous, to make a business justification for additional spend on security. Because often the risk, essentially, that's you're managing risk in that in the role as a CISO or information security officer, you're a risk manager, but the risk is very real, and until it's too late, until you suffer a cyber attack, then it's quite hard to justify additional costs, which is only one part of being a CSM, but it's an important part, is showing value and showing value over time. So I think, you know, in certain industries, the more domain experience you have within an industry or sector, the easier job you're going to have as a customer success manager, regardless of the use cases that you come across in your day-to-day. So we'll park that debate there. I do have, we have time for one more subject. And this one really is over to you, Babaka. Could you share perhaps a 1, 2, 3 steps to starting a customer success community?
Definitely. I'll be happy to share as per my experience, because of course I have built CS Ladies along with other 5 wonderful women out there. And then I'm advising a couple of communities. And there are 3 simple steps if you really want to build a successful community. First step, please look at the team that you're going to work with. It is very important for your team to have the same amount of fire that you have for the initiative. Otherwise, it'll not work out for the longer run, right? So it is very, very important that you choose the right people who have the similar vision, similar attitude, similar energy like you, and they're committed towards building that project, building that community up. So if you have the right team, I will say half of the job is done. Because when there are like-minded people on a similar project or a similar thing like community building, it helps you give a push, which is very important. And that's where the first step comes into place. You need to find the right founders, co-founders for your community, right? Second thing is defining your target audience. Now, this is very, very important. If you have the right target audience, you will be able to create your vision or create your pathway for a successful community very easily. You need to understand that who are the people you're targeting? Are they women? Are they men? Are they any? Like if I talk about CS Ladies, our target woman is any woman, not just in CS, but any woman out there is our target audience, right? So you need to clearly define your target audience and then take that into consideration that, yes, these are the set of people whom I'll be addressing to via the means of my community. And I need to make things good for them, basically, because that's why the community is in place. Community is there to give you that support, give you that push in difficult times, right? So you need to understand that you have the right target audience set up in your mind. That's very, very important. Coming to the third point, third thing, which is really very important, is creating your vision. That's like the point, because you need to know what you are building for, what you're building for the community, right? So for instance, if I talk about CS Ladies, we have a very clear vision that we want to create the most impactful community for women out there. Whether they are in CS or not in CS, we are all there with each other and we are here to support each other. That's the vision for CS Ladies, right? Similarly, when you are starting a community, it is very important to set the vision right, because if you don't have the right vision behind why you are starting with the community, you might not know the why, right? And the why is very important, like we all know. If you don't know the why, it will definitely hamper your how. So it is very, very important to understand why you are building the community, what is the problem that you are solving, and all these things come into the vision statement of the community itself, right? So 3 things. First, the people that you're going to work with. Second, the target audience that you're targeting. Third, the vision statement, which is very important for a community.
Well, it sounds a lot like how you build a company. Same principles, right? You know, who are the people that I'm working with? What are we doing? Who are the people who are going to benefit from what we're doing? And what's the problem that we're going to solve for them? So really, really good advice there. That is all we have time for today. So thank you very much, Babaka, for coming on. I wish you the best of luck with both your chat show and continued success there, as well as with CS Ladies. I wish I could be part of that forum, but something tells me that I can't really be a major contributor there. But anyway, thanks, Babaka. You're welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you. Thank you, William. Thank you for having me. It was lovely chatting with you.